Hey guys, I'm Mark Potter. Welcome to another episode of Brushstrokes, a podcast powered by Canvas Magazine. Guys, first let me wish everybody the happiest of New Year's. I am hopeful that you'll all have a wonderful 2019. I know it's cliche. I know I probably say it every year, and I'll probably say it again next year about what a great year it's going to be, and we're all going to do wonderful, and everything is going to be positive. And, you know, it might not be. I don't know. The reality is that stuff happens, but how can you change that tone? How can you change that mindset? Meaning, we've got to be hopeful. Every single day, we've got to be hopeful. And so my wish for you and myself, my team, everybody, is that we are coming into each and every day and each new year with hope. And that's what I wish for people, because hope is a big deal. It carries us through. So while it may sound trivial and cliche, I really do hope everybody has a really great year, and I know it's going to be a good one. So I believe that. So listen, with that, and speaking of hope, let me talk to you about somebody who I think brings a lot of hope to the world, and that is my friend Amy K. Hutchins. And some of you may recall that I had her on a couple months ago. She was the author of a book called The Secrets Leaders Keep, which is a fantastic read, by the way. And it was really the human side of things that she spoke to. And she's done a lot of work around public speaking and simply raising people up and giving them a lot of hope and understanding the nuances that are going on in today's world. So she's been a busy woman. And one of the things that she has created is a new program called The Power of Profitable Conversations. And if you think about our lives and you think about each and every day and all the moments, it's really a product of the conversations that we have. She specifically speaks to three types of conversations that we have. One is with ourselves, the mindset conversation and how we speak to ourselves. So for example, hopefully we are hopeful about the new 2019 and beyond, and that we have those kind of positive conversations with ourselves. The second conversation is professional conversations, the type of conversations we have with our peers, our associates, our clients, right? That's what drives revenue for us. And then finally, the personal conversations. How do we speak to our loved ones, the people that matter most in our lives? So pretty cool stuff in terms of shaping and understanding our world. I mean, our world is all made of these conversations. So we all know it's a pain just trying to get conversations these days. So how do you get to a point where you actually have meaningful conversations? And so what she aims to do with this new program, which we are going to be promoting in Canvas Magazine, while we also have Amy K has graciously agreed to write us a column for each issue, she is really trying to help you re-engineer your backward-focused mindset, if you will. And she wants you to change it to a forward-focused, forward-creating mindset that will help you take action and become the very best leader, communicator with yourself and others. It is a remarkable program that includes live group coaching, year-long access online. It's got 28 core training videos, 24 real reels videos. It's amazing stuff. And when you listen to this conversation with Amy K today, you'll realize that, oh my gosh, she's got some good stuff. Like, she's got some really, really cool little tidbits that make sense. I even took one of the nuggets, and you'll listen to it and you'll hear it, you know, one of the nuggets in terms of communicating with my kids. So I'm blown away by it. I think you guys will be too. I think today's conversation is a great little excerpt of it. But I want you to know that this program, The Power of Profitable Conversations, can be accessed at www.amyk.com/ PPC. And the price is $697, but she's given our readers a chance to knock $100 off until the end of the month. And so if you use the code CANVAS, C-A-N-V-A-S, 100, you'll get this program for $597. Now listen, you all know me. I'm not a, I don't do promotions and all this kind of stuff. And I'm not a big advertising guy in terms of, I want to do organic and meaningful content. But this is the first time in 11 years that I have come across somebody who is speaking specifically to how we talk to each other and giving you real stuff. I just think that it's a home run, and I really hope that you'll, at a minimum, take a listen to this podcast, enjoy it, get some tidbits, and then go check this out at www.amyk.com/PPC. So without further ado, take a listen to my latest conversation with my friend, Amy K. Hutchins. Welcoming back, Amy K. Hutchins. Thank you for joining us during this holiday season. How are you?
I am fantabulous. Thanks for having me back. It's an honor to be here.
Well, are you stressed out with the holidays, or is this a wonderful time?
You know, this is actually a wonderful time. I call it chaotic joy. I will be honest. There's a little bit of bedlam to it when we all get together. But really, it is, you know, it's the celebration of fellowship and friends and family and what's significant and what's important and what you value. And so this is really just one of my favorite times of year. And I do know that for some, it's an extraordinarily difficult time of year. And so I was just with a friend yesterday and I said, you know what, just give yourself the gift of grace then through this period. So there's a lot of different angles around the holidays, and there's a lot of sometimes complicated nuances. So just give yourself some grace.
Oh, that's nice. That's fantastic. I every year I do the same thing. We think about if we've lost the meaning of it and the commercialization of it. And but it's always nice to remind ourselves, you know, that there's a bigger picture and a bigger meaning around it. And like you said, it is about connecting and I don't know. I mean, even though there is a lot of commercialization and even some sappiness, whether it's commercials or movies or whatever, at some point it does hopefully tug at people's heartstrings and realize that, you know, we need to count our blessings and feel good about what we've got. And hopefully we can put our devices down and start connecting with one another and, have some real engagement. You know?
Yeah, no, I think it's important. And I think it's important to keep the bigger picture in mind too. So we had a conversation in our family the other day and we said, okay, you can put your Christmas list together, but something on your list has to be a charity or a cause. And
oh, wow.
So this was great. So we're donating to somebody else's charity or cause for the kids, but it really made them think like, oh, you like, I get to go pick my own charity. And so one of the girls in our life, I date a guy with teenage girls, and she picked building a water well in Africa. And
really?
So, but like for her to go research and get excited about it and add that, I mean, it shifted the entire conversation around what's going to be under the tree.
So, I mean, that's a bit, it's funny. I've one of our publications, we're doing an article on cause marketing and the goodwill that comes from that. And it's not, you know, you can't really do it just because you're hoping that goodwill comes. I mean, there's some merit in that. And maybe there is a backlash. You know, I think you and I have talked about technology and the like, but maybe there is we're getting on the other side of it and people are starting to kind of wake up to realize that, you know, I have to make an impact on this world. I've got to fulfill my heart, if you will. I mean, it's soul enriching when you do that stuff. And it actually ends up probably being good financially too, right? When you kind of let go and do for others. And so
absolutely, it changes your energy. And you know, and it's so funny because we do all these sales workshops and I tell people, when you are desperate, nobody wants to do business with you because you reek of desperation.
Oh my
but
gosh.
When you're feeling good and radiant and just in like this badass energy, people want to be with you. They want that. And so it's like this whole different kind of, sounds woo-woo, and I'm not woo-woo, but it is like this whole different energy level that people are attracted to.
Yeah. You know, I got to tell you a story, and then I want to ask you some questions about this program that you're initiating and why it matters, all that stuff. But first, so I got to tell you, so when I first started Canvas Magazine, I ran marketing for a large organization in the industry, and I had suppliers. And so when I went off, I kind of leveraged kind of who knew me from that role. So I called this one company, and it was the first sales call that I was going to make to try to sell advertising for Canvas. And so I go up and I walk in, and I hadn't even put out an issue. And I start blabbing on about everything that I was going to do, what we were going to write about, and blah, 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 and this is what we're going to do. And I promise you, I could think in the back of my mind, I was sitting there worrying about this sale. I needed this sale. And I'm not kidding you. I had to excuse myself. I was soaked in sweat. And you know, listen, I've spoken in front of hundreds of people. And of course, you know, needless to say, they didn't buy for years. And I walked out of there and I went, what the hell just happened? And it just dawned on me that because I was thinking about myself, because I was thinking about what I didn't have and what I needed, and what you said is that desperation. I mean, they can smell it, and in this case, they could see it a mile away, and it you know, scares people off. Whether you're trying to sell something, whether you're trying to date somebody, I mean, they can smell it a mile away, and so it's funny, even in those moments where you are feeling low or feeling desperate and need that sale and are worried about finances, you got to go the other way. You have to just let go, right? And that's kind of what some of this, even this merit-based stuff that you're doing, right, with the kids is important.
Yeah, and really and truly, I think that's part of the whole sort of detachment mindset, is that if I'm attached to this, if I'm grasping, if I'm desperate, if I'm clutching, you know, it's more likely to repel than if I say, you know what, it's going to be what it's going to be. Like I can do my best. I can put my best foot forward. I can see where the world goes, and I'm going to misstep and I'm going to make mistakes, but you know, we're going to keep spinning here. And so you just kind of let go. And I'm always amazed how, and this is kind of my analogy, I do more business when I'm on vacation. And so, of course, the irony is like, well, then you should take vacation more. I'm like, well, there is kind of like, you got to go to work some days. But it is ironic that when I am my most chillaxed, when I'm sort of like, you want to do business with me? Great. Like, if you want to play in my sandbox? Awesome. But, you know, I'm not going to tie you down and force you to play with me. So it's like this classic. I'm sitting with a Mai Tai on the beach, and that's when all the new business comes in. It's just ironic.
So that's an interesting word. I like that, detachment. That's great advice for the readership, because, you know, finding that, I mean, obviously you want to connect with your clients, but it's almost detached from that your selfish needs and let go and realize that, you know, I can't do any good worrying about it. And let me just run through a wall for people. Let me deliver value and see what happens. And so, how did you, it's a weird question, but how did you get so smart? Like, You know what I mean? Like, how are you, because you are, I mean, are you a student? I mean, because do you read a lot? Are you, I mean,
oh, yeah.
You
I'm
know,
a voracious reader.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you're,
I mean, but I think a lot of it starts with the way that we're raised. So I was raised by very intellectually curious parents who were very open-minded and embraced the diversity of the world and embraced studying and talking and reading. I mean, I grew up in a household filled with books and intellectual dialogue and lots of irreverent humor, but a real respect and appreciation for thinking. And so I think part of that is in my DNA. I think part of that was in my environment. And so I joke now that Amazon is my crack button, but literally I'm putting in an order to Amazon every week for books. I mean, books are my crack. Wow. And I'm giddy about learning and reading, but I'm also a teacher. Like, a teaching is in my DNA. Learning is in my DNA. It's kind of how I'm wired.
Right. Well, and you know what? It's interesting because when you're teaching, you're learning, right? I mean, the knowledge comes when you share.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of that is, you know, the classic that in the medical world, it's like, you know, see one, teach one, do one. You know, right. Probably see one, do one, teach one. But to me, it's the idea that when you actually share that information with another, you're actually ingraining it in your own DNA. It's the idea that if I know it well enough to share it with you, I'm almost like re-imprinting that in my own system. And so one of the things that I found is, one, is the brain craves repetition. But when I go out and I'm sharing my information or I'm sharing my tools, every time I'm sharing it, I'm reinforcing it with me. And so I'm actually the most ultimate student of myself, because I'm like, okay, now I'm processing it with your scenario. Now we're dealing with your challenge and your opportunity, but I'm refining and honing the tool until, like somebody said the other day, they're like, you live and breathe this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I have. For 27 years, I've been living and breathing it. So I should know what I'm doing with this. Right. Not with everything, but with this, I'm pretty good.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. And I think those are, you know, we haven't even really gotten to the crux of what we want to talk about today. But think about that. I mean, that's already two really valuable takeaways. And that is that, you know, first and foremost, to kind of detach from your selfish wants, if you will. And then that your true knowledge and understanding comes from sharing, from teaching, you know, and obviously you want to be a voracious reader and keep educating yourself, because everything is changing so fast. But, you know, and that, you know what, that does lead me to my question. And I would assume, you know, why you're kind of getting into this, because in order to create knowledge and understanding, you know, in order to share, that means you actually have to be having conversations and talking to people, right?
Yeah, I'm really passionate about the fact that life happens one conversation at a time. And I love the idea, if you just kind of full stop, say, well, then if life is happening one conversation at a time, the quality of your life is a direct reflection of the quality of your conversations. Hmm. And so if you think about the conversations that you're avoiding, the conversations that don't go very well, and then the conversations that you knock out of the park, that's actually creating the life that you desire or creating the life that you don't desire. And so a lot of times, you know, when I'm talking to senior executives or we're coaching or we're consulting, you know, I'll get kind of that phone call that says, hey, you know, you really helped me with a negotiation the other day, but I have a different question for you. And I'll be like, what? And he's like, well, I'm having a hard time talking to my teenage son, or I'm having a hard time talking to my spouse. And it's like, okay, full stop. And what I love about that is they're starting to realize is that the power of a conversation, both at work and at home, is creating the life that you're living.
Right. Right. Yeah. I think that's crazy, crazy valuable. So talk to me a little bit about, the details of that, or, you know, I mean, obviously you've got some methodology, but I mean, our industry is in the business of communication and conversations. Mm-hmm. And so before you give me some of that, tell me a little bit about, you know, where we fall short or why we fall short.
Well, you know, first of all, let's just say that, you know, we're all human, so we're all going to make mistakes. And one of the things that I think is really important for people to remember is that your reaction does not define you, mm-hmm. but your response does. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is you can be jealous, you can be envious, you can have a human reaction. You are allowed to be human. But then what do you do with it? What do you actually say? What action do you actually take in that conversation? And so, for instance, if you're feeling vulnerable or you're feeling insecure one day, hello, that's human. So then like Mark comes along and he's like, hey, I just won this incredible award. Now, if you're a little envious, rather than being like, just honor it and be like, okay, that's telling me that I want some of that. Or that's telling me that maybe I need to work a little bit harder. Or maybe there's a gap in what I'm feeling, or maybe I'm just a little insecure. But recognizing that and then choosing to say with full sincerity, Mark, congratulations. That's awesome. You've worked so hard. You totally deserve that. That is a response that defines you.
Yeah.
And so it's the same thing like when your teenager is like all up in your face and they're talking back. It's like, okay, you can yell. Not a great response, right? Mm-hmm. Or you can be like, okay, I'm feeling totally disrespected. I'm allowed to feel that way. I'm allowed to be angry with my teen. But then I take a deep breath and I say, you know what? I'm too angry to talk with you right now. A part of me is too angry. We're going to talk about this in a few minutes. And now here's the cool thing. When you give yourself a chance to take a deep breath, you can respond so differently. And like part of this whole idea of a conversation is like, think about the words. If you're talking to a teen, I love this example because it's a real world.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking to a teen and you say, I'm angry, or I'm disappointed, or I'm annoyed, you've made no space for other possibilities, other emotions, like I still love you. So as soon as you use the phrase, a part of me is angry, a part of me is frustrated, a part of me is annoyed, what you've told your teen is there's also other parts of you that still love and respect and feel warm toward them. So what happens is if I just say to a teen, I'm angry, they get defensive, they shut down, the conversation goes in a very different direction than if I say to them, you know what, a part of me is really angry. But that doesn't mean that I'm completely angry or that I don't still love you in this moment. And here's what's wild about this, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
A teen will respond so differently when they hear those words. It's like an actual like mind jujitsu meld. It's awesome because they're hearing like, okay, well then dad can be annoyed with me, but he's not completely pissed off.
Right.
And so it completely changes the dynamic of a conversation. And that's why I am so passionate about helping leaders both at work and at home find better ways to lead and navigate these tough conversations.
Well, I needed that advice like 2 years ago. All right.
Too late.
Yeah, I know. It's never too late. But oh my gosh. I mean, it's so funny. I mean, my son is 15 years old and, you know, I sometimes want, my head feels like it's going to split open. And that is so funny. And so, that's fantastic. I mean, I'm sitting here taking copious notes because I think that's fantastic.
It's like a game changer.
Yeah, it really is. And so think about that, right? And so on the sales side or on the business side, it's funny because I live this too. And I know our readers and listeners live this too, because in the moment that someone rejects you, you know, or even in the moment where you get the feeling that your pitch is being rejected and there's an objection, right? You know, you're feeling emotional, like, oh my God, they're not taking it. And I wonder if, you know, we lose, you know, this is where this comes in, right? We lose something because in a lot of cases, maybe people are like, okay, well, thanks for your time or whatever. You know, and at some point you want to be able to deal with rejection. There's one part of it.
Yeah.
And not burn bridges and the like. But on the other side, there's also these, you know, here's an objection and rather get emotional about it, you want to keep your wits about you and say, well, look, can't say that I'm not disappointed a little, or there's a part of me that's not disappointed about this, but let me tell you, what I also feel. So you see that, and that's what you're working with people on, right?
Yeah, it's part of it. So like when it comes to sales, there's a couple things, and it's going to sound really trite at first, and then I'm going to give you kind of like a little bit more significant meaning behind it. So one of the things that I tell salespeople is that if somebody tells you a flat out no, like just pure, straightforward, not interested, don't waste my time, then the way that I look at that is rejection is just redirection. In other words, if you tell me no flat out, I'd actually like to hear that, because then I need to go redirect with people who want to play in my sandbox. Like, great, thank you for not wasting my time, because there's plenty of people out there that do want to play in my sandbox and I want to go focus on those.
Right.
But on the other end, if you and I are actually having a conversation and you are legitimately giving me objections, I tell salespeople, look at an objection as an opening to close. So for instance, if you're still talking to me and you're like, well, Amy Kay, I don't know about this, or I'm a little concerned about that, you know what that tells me? A part of you is still intrigued. Mm-hmm. A part of you is still interested, because you wouldn't be wasting your time talking to me about your objections if a part of you wasn't still intrigued and curious. Mm-hmm. So if you look at an objection as, oh, a part of him must still be interested because he's willing to talk to me or she's willing to talk to me, that completely changes my energy. Like, I'll take a deep breath and I'll be like, great, I'm going to close you. It's just going to take a little bit more energy. Mm-hmm. But if you flat out said no, like literally and truly, like leave me alone, then I just look at that as great. Thanks for not wasting my time.
Yeah.
But both of those put me in a very grounded space to have a very different conversation rather than to do the E or O. You know, I'm so tired of being told no, because that energy does not get you another sale.
Yeah, that's awesome stuff. And so talk to me about, all right, so obviously there's a lot of depth to this, and that's why you've kind of created this program. So let's talk a little bit about this and what the power of profitable conversations is all about. Why you created, and give me the little 411 on this, because this is a big damn deal.
It's probably the most passionate I've been about a service in 27 years of doing this. And I think what I realized is that in the last 2 years, almost everything that I have been teaching, whether it's about culture, team dynamics, innovation, sales, leadership, it always seems to boil down to the conversation I need to have in a performance review, the conversation I need to have with a prospect, the conversation I need to have about the next product or service that we offer, or the R&D team or engineering. And so what I realized is that most of what I was doing was role playing how to show up for these critical, tough, crucial conversations and know exactly what to say, how to say it, when to say it, heck, how to even maybe frame or start the conversation. Mm-hmm. And so that was really like the sort of the seminal moment for me, was like, you know what? If people just had really kick-ass techniques for showing up at the toughest conversations at home, at work, you know, in their own mind, so the whole thing around mindset too, mm-hmm. how powerful it would be. And so we are doing the power of profitable conversations. And the first thing that I say is power is not about dominion over another. Power is about finding the tone and tenor, finding the right words, using your voice, standing up for your own boundaries, choosing your response versus the reaction. So it's all about how we manage ourselves. And then the profitability side is when you take time to prep and practice, it's weird, but you will get more of what you desire. You mm-hmm. will totally get what you want when you actually show up prepared.
Right. Well, it's interesting. So, I mean, like I said, I'm sitting here writing frantically because there's a lot of magic in there. And even what you were saying earlier, right? We were talking about knowledge coming from sharing and teaching. In a lot of ways, that's prep and practice, right? When, you know, it's one thing to read something and it's another thing to share that with others so it becomes ingrained. Well, this is the same thing. At some point, you know, you can give them and say, here are some tips in terms of a conversation, but until they're out there literally practicing it, it doesn't become habitual. It doesn't become part of who they are, right?
That's right. And so just think about it. Like if we gave you the simple idea of, okay, I just want you to go out 3 times this week and use the phrase, a part of me. Or think about the fact that when you're in a conversation, somebody else has a part of them, you will play so differently. And here's another one. This is like one of the worst phrases you can say in the world. I want to talk to you about. And we all say it all the time. Hey, Mark, I want to talk to you about, you know, your magazine. Or, hey, I want to talk to you about your podcast. Mm-hmm. When I say I want to talk to you, it's all about me. Mm-hmm. I want. So it's all about me. But if I literally walked into like your office and I said, hey, Mark, since you've got a podcast tomorrow, I thought I'd give you. And then all of a sudden, I've interrupted your movie, but now it's all about you. So it's not, hey, Mark, I'm interrupting the movie that's going on in your office, the movie that's going on in your head, the life that you're living. And I say movie in quotes, as in you're living your own movie. And I'm interrupting it by walking in and going, hey, I want to talk to you about, which is a total disruption, a total annoyance. But if I walked into your office and interrupted your movie in quotes, and I said, hey, Mark, since you've got a podcast tomorrow, since you've got a deadline tomorrow, since you've got a project you're working on, all of a sudden, Mark is paying attention. And all I did was start the conversation where I'm focused on your outcome and your desire and not my own. Wow. And it doesn't mean I don't have desires and outcomes. I'm just unselfishly putting you first in order to grab your attention. And it's a total game changer too. So it's like little things like this are like, come on, everybody, let's step up and let's play better. Because the minute that we do, we get incredibly profitable outcomes. And you can see I'm wound because I'm so passionate about what I do. I love this stuff.
Well, I'm all goose pimply, actually, because I think it's really, really, it's amazing stuff, right? And it is a mindset, and it is trying to develop that mindset and that way of constructing how you interact with others. Going back, I mean, this whole conversation, right? Whether we're talking about detaching, letting go of our personal stuff, sharing with others, you know, the way that we choose our words and is it's respectful of others. It's inviting. And it is, it's a little bit more soul enriching. And I've always believed that. I've always believed that if you're able to just kind of let go and serve others, the other stuff will take care of itself and you'll kind of laugh. You know, we'll arbitrate, you know, there'll be times when we're pulled back into the moment, you know, and the immediacy of gratification, if you will. And so we've got to snap ourselves out of it. So, you know, that's why it's so exciting. And so, and this whole thing, so you've got into this and said, look, I've got some ways to help people practice this and develop this whole thing, right?
Yes. And so one of the things that we've designed is this whole program around, there's really only three types of conversations. So there's the mindset, the conversations that you have with me, myself, and I. There are professional conversations that are taking place at places that, you know, at work, the classic at work, but then also, you know, maybe on a board or a volunteer committee. And then there's the personal ones, the ones that are happening with family and friends, neighbors, that type of thing. And so what we've done is we've put together this year-long program and we've made it extraordinarily flexible. So the technology is with us today where we can do online learning. I'm doing videos. I'm walking you through. I'm role-playing it with you. I'm giving you a ton of tips and techniques and frameworks and playbooks. So that it isn't just like, oh, you know, I can't, you know, is it just watching Amy Kay? No, it's an actual playbook of frameworks and phrases just to make your life easy. We want to set you up for success. We're doing live coaching calls every month to put people in what we call the hot seat. And so we would literally take somebody and you can either be in the hot seat yourself and squirm, or you can watch somebody else squirm, whatever your comfort zone is. But we've really, we've honed it down to some really just fundamental game changers. And we did a beta test this year and it was off the chart successful. In fact, one of our most incredible testimonials was a company went through it and they had 12% growth. And they said that a significant contributing factor to that was the program that they went through with us. And so that makes you feel good. It's like, yeah. I love what I do, but I don't love it for the sake of being in a vacuum. I want other people to go out and use it. And when a team goes out and uses it and has 12% growth in a company, it's like rock on. It fills me with joy.
Yeah. Well, you know what, the vibe that, and that's why, you know, I wanted to have you back. And that's why I think that, you know, you and I are connecting on a different level and you've been gracious enough to even agree to write for us this year. And because I feel like, I don't know. I mean, you just simply have this vibe that is, and I don't know when you got it or if it was ever different, but it's this vibe of I'm going to serve. I have something to share. And I'll let the other stuff take care. I mean, look, we all have needs and you know, we want to make money, that kind of stuff. But at the same time, you know, you're in a position or you've got this vibe about you that says, I don't know. I've spent all my time doing this. I'm invested in this. I'm learning, and I'm going to share it with others. And there's something that makes me go when I can share it with others and see it in them. And it's, I don't know, it's a kind of a rising tide raises all boats. What, have you always had it, or were you, you know, did you have some epiphany one day?
Well, I think it's actually been a little bit of both. So first of all, thank you. That was extraordinarily kind of you to say all that. I think that I have had teaching in my DNA literally since I was a kid. I, you know, from playing school at age 4 with imaginary students and my first chalkboard that I got for Christmas, you know, it started early. But I did have a seminal moment a couple years ago. My dad got really, really sick. Mm. And it was just kind of a scary time. And then he got even more sick this last year. And he's great. Like, he's back. But we had literally the code blue in the emergency room moment where we thought we were going to say, you know, bye to dad. And now he's like back. And it was kind of this defining moment of, what is my big goal? Like, am I chasing the dollar goal, or am I chasing the number of people that I want to serve goal? Mm-hmm. And it was sort of like all these things that I do that are wonderful and meaningful, like, okay, full stop. I love what I do. They are meaningful, but they're at a price point, like as a keynote speaker, where unless somebody's hiring me to put me on stage, there's a lot of people in the audience that aren't going to be able to pay that keynote speaking fee and put me, quote unquote, in their living room when they have that tough conversation. So it was just kind of, yes, this little epiphany of, I actually want to reach and influence and support and help more people. And so that's where this whole, let's put it online, let's make it at an extraordinarily low cost-effective price for people. Obviously, we got to pay for the technology behind the scenes, and we got to make sure that it works financially. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're not actually like going to live under a bridge after we do this. But the idea was go to market in a way that says, you know what, the average individual could participate in this program, and it would never even be a financial like hardship at all. In fact, it would be a no-brainer to do it. And at the same time, we're giving them a boatload of content. And so the model is sort of, I have to say, it was almost like divine intervention. The minute that we put this model in place, it was like the world said yes with multiple exclamation points, and everything just came together in almost this like synchronistic way. It was just reaffirming to me it was the right thing to do.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think the thing that dawns on me and why I was drawn to this is because, you know, we have been kind of talking about getting on the other side of technology, right? That, and, mm-hmm. and I think you and I in the last podcast talked about this. And in our industry, our readership, our listeners, you know, they're dealing with this. And that is, no one wants to see anybody, right? They have all the tools at their disposal to keep people at an arm's length. It's harder than ever to get in front of people. It used to be in our industry, you could walk into a place and have the run of the place. It just doesn't happen anymore. And so it's harder and harder. However, having said that, clearly, people are making decisions with people within their inner circle, right? They're cocooning themselves even further. I probably use that word on every podcast because we're driving home this concept that, you know, that's how people make decisions. They're really getting closer to the people that are most important to them. And so we have a world that's saying, I get it. Right. I get it. And even in our personal lives, we can keep people at arm's length and have the tools to do that. But I also have to get in there and I have to develop and engage. And so your methodology, your this whole idea around the power of profitable conversations is really kind of the playbook for the intimacy that we all covet. And am I wrong?
No, I was actually going to say that take it one step further, because I totally agree with you. We are living in a world of more and more limited FaceTime, more and more limited. Mm-hmm. And so if you think about that, the FaceTime that we do have now is extraordinarily precious. And in order to protect it and make it even more valuable because it's so short, is to actually play better. It's kind of like if I said I'm going to have 5 conversations with Mark today, you know, four of them can be, I'll wing four of them, right? Mm-hmm. But if I only have one with Mark today, well, I better have my game on, because it's going to be incredibly pivotal in making the future that I desire.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so excited about it, and I'm super excited to share it with our group and share more. So give us, let's do this. So because you and I are going to talk more throughout 2019, and you're gonna you've been gracious enough to share some thoughtfulness in our magazine. Let's talk some details. Tell me a little bit about this program, where they can find it, and all that good stuff. So the power of profitable conversations.
Yeah, super easy. So, and we'll share the link below this recording, but amyk.com, and I'm going to spell it for you because it's only four letters, amyk.com/PPC, and PPC stands for Power Profitable Conversations. Mm-hmm. So super easy, amyk.com/PPC. And then all of the deets are there, everything from the amount of videos to when the live coaching calls are happening. We have tons of bonuses that I haven't even talked about. I mean, the idea is to be the core tenet driving this is generosity. So we've got thought leaders that I'll be interviewing. We've got a whole thing on navigating change successfully. If you want that, we're going to have over 50 videos. We're going to have 28 of them are with playbooks. Others are like truth serum videos. I'm just going to be like in your face for 2 minutes, kind of like, hey, guys, this is the way life is. This is the reality check of life. Mm-hmm. And so the idea is that you would become a part of a platform and a community where we're all learning throughout the year. And so we launch in January. There will be 8 videos in there in the launch. And then every month thereafter, we're adding more. And the reason that we're not throwing 52 at you all at once is that you'll be overwhelmed.
Right.
And so the idea is to, again, set you up for success, give you stuff to think about, let you know when the life coaching calls are. And then if you love that, if you're excited about that, then there are also ways to like expand and get more involved and do that. But the core signature program is pretty robust.
That's fantastic. I'm super excited about it. And we're going to use a promotion code Canvas100 to give people $100 off, right?
Yes. And so one of the things you're so passionate about this as well, that we're partnering, and there is an exclusive code for you. Canvas100 will get you $100 off. And so we're going to start with $697 for the full year, and you'll obviously get $100 off. And then the price will go up the last week of January. So as long as you guys register by January 25th, you can get in at our launch kind of exciting promotional price. And then you'll get another $100 off exclusive to listening today or being a part of the Canvas community.
You know, if you break that down, I mean, that's like $50 a month. I mean, you know.
It's we say that at the end of the day, it's like getting this incredible shot of mojo in each of the videos for a couple bucks.
Yeah.
It's like you can go buy a cup of coffee, and for another couple bucks, you can sit down and watch the equivalent of a TED Talk that will be a game-changing thing for your life.
Yeah.
So this is not a get-rich-quick scheme for anybody, except for maybe the listener that realizes their life's about to get a whole lot more profitable.
Right.
But this is really about sharing, you know, I'll admit my age, 47, this is about 47 years of a culmination of what I believe is really important. And of course, you know, it's not quantum physics, and it's just another slice of life, but I think it's an important slice.
Well, listen, I'll leave it with this. I think that we have to delegate in our lives, you know, and if you look at our industry, whether they are companies, sales teams, there's a sales manager, general manager, or a salesperson that's listening to this. The reality is we can't do it all. We don't scale. And so when someone can build a curriculum, and that curriculum is more than relevant in today's environment, the landscape, right? This is what's needed. The intimacy of relevant conversations is critical. And so to give people not only a playbook, but a little bit of inspiration and give them that constancy, like you said, right? Repetition is critical.
Yes.
And here you are in a platform and it's digestible, right? And they can digest it on their own. And look, I mean, we don't have to look beyond the Netflix of the world to realize how it's all changed. We digest stuff on our own time. And so you're providing that. You know, they can't go out and do this themselves. And, you know, it's hard for people to, most people don't read books and don't read thousands of books. And they don't have the time to go to conferences and do that. Here it is. Here's a chance to kind of give them something that is almost delegated. They need it. They need this continuous education to be better and to adapt. So that's why I'm so, you know, I've kind of been looking for it for a long time. You know, it's not the traditional, let me give you the sales 101 kind of stuff where how to close, the ABCs, that kind of stuff. This is about the depth, creating depth with relationships. And so I'm really, really stoked about it. And, you know, I think, you know, it's going to be great for them.
Well, I'm excited. I appreciate that. I think that, you know, selfishly, I've had moments throughout my career where at 10 o'clock at night, you know, you're talking to a spouse or you're venting, you know, it's more accurate. And you're sort of like, I just wish I knew exactly what to say. Like, I just wish I'd known exactly how to respond to that. And then it was like, well, duh, let's create. If you can't be the only one that late at night wishes that they'd be like, huh, I wonder what I should say like tomorrow. And, you know, and to have that as a resource. And so, you know, for me, it was really and truly a motivator of, if I'm trying to find this somewhere, somebody else has got to be wanting it as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen. All right. So, amyk.com, amyk.com/PPC. You're going to hear more and more from Amy K. We've, gotten together because there's kind of a symbiotic relationship and like-mindedness. And I think that our readers are looking for that and they're looking for inspiration. I'm just thrilled to have, you part of it. And I just can't thank you enough for spending some more time with us.
Oh, well, thank you for inviting me to play in your sandbox. It's a true honor and privilege.
That's right. And so onward and upward, it's, you know, happy holidays. Have, you know, a wonderful Norman Rockwell-esque type Christmas, or at least,
you know. Oh, thank you. Thanks so much. And happy holidays to all of you. No matter what you celebrate, enjoy this festive season with family and friends. And we'll get excited and ramped up for an incredible 2019.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Amy Kay.
Thanks, Mark.
Take care. Guys, I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Amy Kay Hutchins. I think you'll agree, she's amazing. I just love her attitude. That alone is something that resonates, but I also believe that she has some amazing points around how to carry our conversations. I was taking copious notes, and I hope you guys were too, because I think that this is a big deal. Trying to understand how we have more compelling and robust conversations with the people that matter in our lives, as well as with ourselves, is everything. And, you know, we need to keep training. We need this kind of education because it's harder. We know that it's harder to get these conversations, but it's also not easy when we're front and center. You know, we have short attention spans. We snap, you know, we don't seek that level of empathy, if you will, that is needed. So I just can't thank Amy Kay enough for doing this. I just want to remind you that if you're truly interested in taking your game to the next level, and learning how to carry on some of the power of profitable conversations, then you've got to get to www.amyk.com/PPC. Is it a shameless promotion? No, there's no shame in it. Absolutely not. It is something that I'm all in. And I just think that it's what we're all about, and that is having more meaningful conversations. So, I mean, listen to her. I mean, she's just got a great vibe about her. But she's taken the time to kind of dissect how we can kind of connect a little bit better with people. So again, my thanks to her. One more time, www.amyk.com/PPC. When you get there, put in Canvas, C-A-N-V-A-S, 100. You get $100 off. The value of this program, you know, it could be thousands of dollars. And you're simply going to re-engineer the way that you speak to yourself and to others. And I think it's going to pay dividends for years to come. So I hope you guys will all take advantage of it. In the meantime, I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Brushstrokes. We'll be back again in a couple weeks with another really fun podcast. And until then, I want you to be hopeful for this year. I want you to kick butt this year. And of course, as always, be the buffalo. Take care.